You're listening to Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. And now it's time for Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. And Bomber Basketball is brought to you by Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Regional Medical Center, Integrity First Bank, Locker Room Sporting Goods, Knox Orthopedics, ASU Mountain Home, Image and Things, and Harold Tucker Auto Parts. Now, let's go ahead and head courtside with our own Brad Hallworth.
Well, it's a good evening. Welcome to Bomber Gymnasium and a big night of basketball tonight. It's the second round of the 6A East Conference Tournament. Both teams obviously at home tonight. The Lady Bombers up first as they get set to take on Marion. And the boys will follow as they have a matchup against Jacksonville tonight. With the way the tournament's set up, the higher seed gets to host. Bombers are a 6 seed on the boys' side, Jacksonville the 7 seed, so that's why Mountain Home is home tonight. Lady Bombers, of course, the 2 seed. Two big games for the Lady Bombers. Remember, if they win tonight, they'll get a first-round bye in the state tournament next week. So that's what's at stake in this girls' game, is a first-round bye in the state tournament. In the boys' game, you're playing to stay alive. The loser tonight has their season ended. The winner will qualify for the state tournament and play in the fifth-place game coming up on Saturday. So a couple of big matchups, a couple of very key games. Lady Bombers have a tough one. They've got Marion. The Lady Bombers, of course, coming off that win over Pine Bluff on Saturday, 47-32. Marion held off Little Rock Hall, 58-51. These teams have met once. Mountain Home won that game by 18. That was about 3.5 months ago, and Marion is playing much better right now, according to Coach Dell Leonard. And it is going to be a tough test for Mountain Home here this evening. Lady Bombers are 14-13. Marion is 14-14 on the campaign. And I'll tell you what, just like Mountain Home, they've had a pretty tough schedule. Some of their losses, North Little Rock, Watson Chapel, Nettleton, Jonesboro a couple of times, West Memphis, Greene County Tech. Those are some of their key losses this year. Shunda Johnson does a great job. They are the defending state champs. We'll take a break, come back, and check starters in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
From the music you download to your dog's photo on the lock screen, your phone is personalized just for you. Arvest Bank thinks your mobile banking should be too. With our new Arvest Go app, you can sign in with fast fingerprint login, choose your own profile pic, see your favorite accounts in an instant with our Quick View feature, and of course, you can always deposit checks, view balances, and transfer money, all from your phone. Download Arvest Go from your app store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
Back at Bomber Gymnasium, let's check starters. First off, for the Lady Patriots of Marion, Micaiah McCandry is a 6-foot junior. Angel Davey, a 5'7 senior. 5'6 junior, Tashley Millo. And a couple of sophomores, Kaya Williams at 5'3 and Joey Montgomery at 5'10. For Mountain Home tonight, starters look like this. 5'8 senior, Hannah Pfeiffer. The 5'4 senior, Riley Walker. Natalie Tabor, the 5'10 senior. 5'4 junior, Peyton Husky. And Anna Grace Foreman, the 6'2 sophomore. Mountain Home and Marion, semifinals of the 6A East Conference Tournament. The winner gets a first-round bye in the state tournament. We'll tip it off in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior